إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. أما بعد، we give thanks to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Today, inshallah, we'll be talking about the causes of the spread of innovations among the Muslims. We have talked extensively on innovations in the religion and the evil of innovations, the types of innovations. Today, as such, we'll be dwelling on the causes of the spread of innovations amongst the Muslims. Despite the fact that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the companions upon Al-Mahajjatul Bayda, clear path, that he said, لا يزيغ عنها بعدي إلا هالكون. Nobody goes astray from this right path after me except the one who are chosen to destroy himself or herself. One of the causes of the spread of innovation is al-jahl, ignorance. If we are well informed about the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be less innovations in our midst. But a lot of people want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they lack the knowledge to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala based on their ignorance. They use their ignorance to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By so doing, they do things that do not have evidence. They do things that do not have evidence. And they have good intention. They want to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what they are using to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has no evidence from the Quran and the Sunnah. But since they are ignorant of the Quran and the Sunnah, so they fall for shaitan. And don't forget to say that one of the prophets that he said, Al-bid'atu ahabbu ila shaitani min al-ma'siyah. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with innovation, or introducing innovations in the religion, is more beloved to shaitan than the committing of other things that are not innovations that are not connected with the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When shaitan sees somebody that is taking intoxicants, shaitan is not as happy in the case of such a person the way he is happy in the case of somebody that is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with something that has no basis, with something that has not been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with something that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not said. So it is from this angle that a lot of people, they fall into innovations, their ignorance and good intention that you want to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they become innovators, those who are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without knowledge. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in an authentic hadith said, إن الله لا يقبل العلم انتزاعا ينتزعه من صدور الناس. Allah does not take away knowledge of the deen by making those who are learned in the deen to become unlearned. Allah does not take knowledge of the deen away by making those who are learned in the deen to become unlearned. The knowledgeable ones, to make them unknowledgeable. That is not the way Allah takes away the knowledge of the deen. إِنَّمَا يَقْبِدُ الْعِلْمَ لِقَبْدِ الْعُلَمَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the knowledge of the deen away from the earth, لِقَبْدِ الْعُلَمَا, by taking the souls of the scholars of the deen, the true scholars of the deen. So they will be dying one after the other. If you look at a community, for instance, you see some scholars of the deen, true scholars of the deen, who are pushing the truth, warning against evil, inviting people to the truth. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to take the knowledge of the deen away from that area, that environment, Allah takes away the souls of the true scholars of the deen. وَلَكِنْ يَقْبَدُ الْعِلْمَ بِقَبْلِ الْعُلَمَاء حَتَّى إِذَا لَمْ يُبْقِ عَالِمًا. The situation will be so pathetic, so serious, to the extent that in that community or in that society you can hardly find a true scholar of the deen. A true scholar of the deen. اتخذ الناس رؤوسا جهالا. The next thing is for the people who are ignorant to also take as scholars of the deen people who are ignorant like themselves. Pursuing you, they will be asking them concerning the deen. For after all, instead of them to say we don't know, they will be given fatwa. They will be passing judgment. Pursuing you, for after all. Wadallu, they go astray. Wadallu, and they cause a lot of people to go astray. Today, if you have money to buy data, you can just launch yourself on the Facebook and you started your da'wah. You can abuse people. You can say a lot of things, particularly if somebody is also trying by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with having eloquence. And eloquence is not knowledge. Somebody may be eloquent, he may be outspoken, but such a person, what is dishing out is far from the true knowledge of the deen. So such people may be regarded as the scholars of the deen. Pursuing you, they will be asking them about the deen. For after all, they will also be given fatwa. This is permissible. You can do this. This is against the deen. The deen supports this. فَسِئِلُوا وَأَفْتَرُوا فَضَلُّوا. So they go astray. وَأَضَلُّوا. And they also mislead a lot of people. Because those people that misled are ignorant like themselves. So what the people will be doing as ibadah, as acts of worship, will be bid'ah. But they never know it is bid'ah, innovation. They feel what they are doing is something that Allah loves. Summarily, one of the reasons why bid'ah, innovation, doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not approved, has not revealed, has not been explained by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Doing this in order to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in order to move closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is one of the reasons. That is, without knowledge, this is one of the reasons why we have innovations commonplace, widely spread in the Muslim world. So this is one, al-jahlu, ignorance. Al-jahlu, umur al-deen, ignorance about the matters of the religion. Ignorance about the matter of the religion, either in aqidah, in terms of belief, or in terms of al-ahkam, rules, what you are supposed to do and what you are not supposed to do. So a lot of people are ignorant of this, and they want to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they rely on what the ignorant ones among them say, and the ignorant ones among them mislead them by teaching them innovations rather than teaching them what has been revealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what has been explained by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us learn about the deen. Don't shy away from the truth. Learn the deen. Create time to learn the deen. Let you fall into innovations and you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the wrong thing. So, and this may not be something that will be praiseworthy. So this is very important. Another thing that is responsible for this is at-ta'assub. At-ta'assub. That is fanaticism. Fanaticism. What is fanaticism in this regard? You have somebody that you respect a lot. You have the person in high esteem. The person is your teacher. The person is your sheikh. Whatever he tells you is what you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Even if you get to know that what your sheikh has said is wrong, you are not ready to go away from it. He said, this is my sheikh, and what my sheikh has said is the right thing. So this is what fanaticism. Fanaticism is one of the reasons why innovations are commonplace, are widely spread amongst the Muslims. I believe in my own sheikh, you believe in your sheikh. Regardless of whether your sheikh is knowledgeable or not, this is a person I hold in high esteem, and this is what he has said. So I'm not going to leave what you have said for what you have said. So I will continue to follow what my sheikh has said. This is why you see a lot of innovations among the Muslims. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَاءَنَا أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, when it is said to them, that is when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to them, ittabi'u ma anzalallah, leave that at your deen. come and follow what Allah has revealed. This is what you are supposed to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with. Not what your fathers, your grandfathers, know what they are doing. وَإِذَا كِلَ لَمْ اِتَّبِعُوا مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ قَالُوا بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَأَنَا. Their response to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who are also inviting them, is to say, بَلْ نَتَّبِعُوا مَا وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَأَنَا. They say, what you meet our father or met our father doing is okay. It's okay. We are going to follow that. As a lot of people do today, when you see clear text that says it is how you are supposed to do something, the next thing is, are you saying our fathers, our forefathers are astray? Are you saying they've gone astray? Are you saying you are more knowledgeable than them? This will be the statement of a fanatic. A fanatic will tell you, are you saying you are better than our fathers? But this is the religion of Allah. It's not the religion of your father or your grandfather. It's the religion of Allah. And Allah has not sent your grandfather. Allah has not sent your father. Allah has sent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is whatever is established in the Quran and the Sunnah that you and I are supposed to follow. Not what my own father did. My father is not a messenger of Allah, nor is your father a messenger of Allah. Your father, my father, are supposed to follow what the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, brought. So some people, when they are shown the truth, this is what you are supposed to follow. On this particular matter, this is what the messenger of Allah, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said. This matter has been concluded. So their response and reaction will be, بَلْ نَتَّبِعُ مَا أَلْفَيْنَا عَلَيْهِ آبَأَنَا. No, we are going to follow what we met our fathers on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَلَوْ كَانَ آبَاؤُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ شَيْئًا وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a way of reproaching the blind followers. He has a way of rebuking those people who are blind followers, who are fanatics. They are fanatical concerning what their parents, their people are doing. Allah says, وَلَوْ كَانَ أَبَاهُمْ لَا أَكِلُونَ الشَّيْءَ وَلَا يَتَدُونَ. We are asking them to follow what has been revealed by us, and they are telling you that what you are going to follow what their fathers are doing. Even if their fathers do not understand anything, وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ, and they are not upon guidance. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it here clearly, even if their father do not understand anything, even if your father are not upon guidance. So for you to follow your father, for me to follow my father, follow my grandfather, you follow your grandfather must be upon guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your grandfather, my father, must be upon understanding of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So if I follow my father because my father is upon the guidance from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is upon the correct understanding from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Indirectly, I'm following the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm not following my father, nor am I following my grandfather. But if I should follow my father or follow my grandfather, and what my father is doing is against the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is against the understanding of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, definitely that is misguidance, not guidance. The love that I have for my father is not a justification before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a lot of people today, it is what their father do, they do. It is what they meet their people doing that they do. Some people take you as enemy today. They take you as the adversary today, because you are saying what goes against what your father is upon. You are saying what is against what their grandfathers are upon. That is the reason they take you as enemy. Somebody who is serious, who is really interested in worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will not use that as a yardstick. The yardstick is, we have differed on this matter. Let us go back to call Allahu, call Rasul. As you have said several times, in most of the khutbah, in a lot of the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا كَانَ قَوْلَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ لِيَحْكُمَ بَيْنَهُمْ أَنْ يَقُولُوا سَمِعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا. The statement of the believers, whenever they are invited to Allah and His Messenger to be the judge, is for them to say, سَمِعْنَا, we have heard, وَأَطَعْنَا, we are ready to follow. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are the only successful people. You cannot succeed when you decide to throw away call Allah, call Rasul, and you want to succeed as a Muslim. This is impossible. Your success as a Muslim lies in you following call Allah, call Rasul. But if you want to follow call Abi, my father said so and so, or this is what our grandfathers are doing as Islam, when we look at it, we see that it is what against what is in the Quran. Then this is what is wrong. So one of the reasons why bid'ah innovations are commonplace today is as a result of a lot of people insisting on following the way of their fathers, even if the ways of their father go against the Quran and the Sunnah. So inshallah we stop here. We'll continue another time. These are two reasons or two causes of the spread of innovation in our society: ignorance and at-ta'assub. Al-jahlu and at-ta'assub. Ignorance and fanaticism. Both of them, they are enemy of the Sunnah. Ignorance is enemy of Sunnah. Knowledge is the friend of Sunnah. As a Muslim, you have to know what you are doing. Make sure what you are using to worship Allah is something that is evidence. If it is not evidenced, don't do it. You have it rejected. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, "Man amila amalan laysa alayhi amruna fa huwa raddun." Whoever does an act of worship or something of such, لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُونَ, that we have not ordered him for وَرَدٌ. This is what rejected, if we have not ordered him to do that. So this is very, very important. Don't be fanatical. You may ask somebody in esteem, this is my teacher, is very learned. Know that your teacher is not the island of knowledge. Your teacher is not an embodiment of Islam. He knows something, and some things are hidden from him. So once you know that there is evidence against what the teacher has said, you say, "What? You are loved to us. That is, we love you, but the truth is not beloved to us." This is the way a Muslim reacts. So to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make our feet firm on his path. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدوقف الله سبحانه وتعالى أكثر الصلاة في نبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ني تسواج نطاع أرى أدادا لنويس تي أمبارا وصو أني لي إقبتك كبو تريا بروتي أدادا لتي أتي كبا ẹ̀sìn wa. Torí náà lónìí a máa bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ nípa àwọn ọ̀nà tí àdádálẹ̀ tí ó fi ráyè ní àwùjọ wa. Kí ni àwọn okùnfà tí àdádálẹ̀ tó fi ráyè ní àwùjọ wa? Ohun tí kò pamọ́ ò ní kí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ fẹ́ sin lọ, ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ fẹ́ gba ládá, níwájú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala òun la fi ń sin ọlọ́run ọba ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ ń sin ọlọ́run ọba pẹ̀lú nǹkan tí ọlọ́run ọba òfin rán ànábùwà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ẹ̀dẹ́gbẹ̀rẹ̀ ń sin ọlọ́run pẹ̀lú tí ọlọ́run ọba òfin rán ànábùwà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam nǹkan yìí ò ní jẹ́ èyí tí ọlọ́run ọba gbà lọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ ọlọ́run ọba dá lù láyà ni lára àwọn nǹkan tó ṣe yí pé ó fà á kí àdábàlẹ̀ fi sáká káàkiri àwùjọ wa àwùjọ àwa mùsùlùmí ó ní àìmọ̀kan nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn ọgọ́rọ̀ ni onímọ̀ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn tí a bá wù dáadáa àìnímọ̀ nípa ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn yìí ó ṣokùnfà ta fi kó sí páńpẹ́ àwọn èèyàn tí ò yẹ ká kó sí páńpẹ́ wọn àkóso páńpẹ́ àwọn tí àwọn alárúgbó máa sọ yí pé fákèdè ṣe yìí láyọ̀ ọ̀pẹ yìí ẹni tí ò ní nǹkan kó lé fúnyàn ní tí ò ní ṣùgbọ́n láwùjọ wa lónìí ẹni tí ò ní nǹkan ó ń fúnyàn ní nǹkan kò ń gá fúnyàn ní o ó dẹ̀ ló máa fún yín ní nǹkan tí ò ní bóyá ló ṣe rẹ̀mù àwọn èèyàn tó ṣe wípé wọn ní ẹ̀kọ́ nípa ẹ̀sìn tí ànábùwà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tó mú wá ẹ̀kọ́ wọn nípa ẹ̀sìn ànábùwà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ó kéré àwọn ni wọ́n gbalẹ̀ kan lónìí ní nǹkan tí ó pamọ́ sí wa nísìn tí wọ́n náà bá ti lè ra data 500 lọ́ọ̀ṣà rẹ̀ sórí facebook data rẹ̀sì sọ̀n tó bá wù ẹ́ ń pẹ́ tó bá tó wájọ́ ní tí ẹnu ẹ dùn àmọ́yé àwọn èèyàn ni ó tẹ̀lé ẹ wọ́n ní àwọn àfẹ́ àti sọ wọ́n àfẹ́ ní táǹsọ̀ yìí ó lè mọ́lẹ̀ ka ayé alukur'ani kan kó kà á kó rí kà ṣùgbọ́n tí ní opportunity láti dé orí facebook ni òun náà ti ń sọ títí ẹ̀ torí bí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ wa náà nímọ̀ ń pẹ̀sìn a sọ wípé àwọn àfáàní wọ́n rà sọ̀tọ̀ ní tó fi ń sọ ọ̀tọ̀ ní tó ń sọ sọ mọ́kàn yìí ó jẹ́ kí ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ máa sin náà pẹ̀lú nǹkan tí ó rò fẹ́rí fún débi pé ní tó fi bá yé yóò máa wò pé ìkọlọ̀ ń ṣàánú ẹ̀ wọ́n láwọn èèyàn tún ṣe yìí ṣùgbọ́n ànábùwà muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ó ti bá wọn yanjú eléyìí ó ní inna allah ala yaqdiru al-ilma intiza'an yantazi'uhu min suduri an-nas inna ẹ̀sìn yóò padà kásẹ̀ ńlẹ̀ tí náà ẹ̀sìn máa ń kásẹ̀ ńlẹ̀ kò ń ṣe pé èèyàn kan ó nímọ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ ẹ̀ wà rí pé kò nímọ̀ mọ́ èyí nǹkan ni tí ó kọ́mọ̀nù wọ́n láti yẹ kọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀ ilmà bí kọ́bẹ̀rẹ̀ ìlànà ìmọ̀ ẹ̀sìn ó máa kásẹ̀ ńlẹ̀ láwùjọ kọ̀ọ̀kan pẹ̀lú kó ṣe pé kí ni àwọn tó ń bá fẹ́ ẹ̀sìn láwùjọ yẹn ọlọ́run ọba ó máa tò wọ́n sọ́dọ̀ hatta idha lam yubqi aliman ẹ wá wo àwùjọ kan ẹni fẹ́ rí ẹni tó jẹ́ onímẹ̀sìn tí ẹ̀sìn rẹ̀ yanjú ìtọ́kadà náà sọ̀rọ̀ òsàn jù hàlà àwọn èèyàn wọ́n wá mú àwọn aláìmọ̀kan wọ́n sàn wọ́n dà fa ẹ̀sìn tí wọ́n máa dá sọ́rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn fẹ̀sùn ìlú wọ́n máa bèèrè ọ̀rọ̀ ẹ̀sìn lọ́wọ́ fàástọ̀ àwọn náà máa bú fatuwa wá fẹ̀bọ́ǹlù wọ́n sọ nù ọ̀gọ́ǹlù wọ́n sọ àwọn èèyàn nù torí náà ẹ jẹ́ kàtàjì ẹ̀sìn táàmbẹ́nú ẹ̀sìn ìmọ̀ ni gẹ́gẹ́ bí yorùbá náà ṣe máa ń sọ pé ìmọ̀ ló là dínì wọ́n tó mọ̀ pé ó fẹ́ sin lọ́wọ́ ọba ó ní láti kọ́ bọ́n ṣe ń sin lọ́wọ́ ọba ni ọ̀rọ̀ èjì kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ owó kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ọlá kọ́ ọ̀rọ̀ ipò kọ́ ó gbọ́dọ̀ farabalẹ̀ kó ẹ̀sìn ọlọ́wọ́ ọba ni lọ́dọ̀ àwọn èèyàn tó ṣe wípé wọ́n mọ̀ tí ò bá ṣe yẹn yìí ó kó sí páńpẹ́ àwọn aláìmọ̀kan ó dẹ̀ máa ṣe àwọn nǹkan tí ò sí lára ẹ̀sìn ó máa ṣe lẹ́sìn ọlọ́run ọba rẹ̀ nígbà ọlọ́wọ́ rẹ̀ ṣe lè jẹ́ nǹkan tí ó pàtàkì ẹ̀kejì tá a mú wá òun ni àtàásù òun náà ni ẹtí àwọn olóyìnbó ń pè ní fanatism òní ká máa gbára ta fún ẹni tó bá fa àwa nípa fa àwa bá ti sọ náà ni a nígbà tẹlòmíì mọ kà fa àwa nìkan yìí bẹ́ẹ̀ ni ìmọ̀ ló yẹ ká gbà kò ń ṣe bó torí kó jẹ́ àfa àwa ló sọ àwọn kẹfẹ́ ní mẹ́kà lára nǹkan tí ó dé káwọn míì nu wọn gba ìsìláàmù ni ọlọ́run subhanahu wa ta'ala ni wọ́n bá sọ fún wọn ipe ìtẹ́bí òhun ma anzalallah ipe ẹ̀tẹ̀lé ntọ́nà wọn bá sọ kalẹ̀ nkí ó sọ náà ni pé kíní bẹ̀rẹ̀ nẹ́tẹ́bí òhun ma anfẹ́yìnà aláyé ábàánà nta bá bàbá ya tẹ́ ń ṣe làwọn ọmọ ṣe wọ́n bí ní wùpé ìmọ̀ náà ọ̀dàn bàbá àwọn ló wà ṣèyí tí muhammad sọlá fún gbé jáde láàrin ara yìí nǹkan táwọn ọmọ ìjà lọ́wọ́ ẹni bẹ́ẹ̀ tẹ́lẹ̀ ó máa ń fẹ́ náà lẹ́yìn àbáná ọlọ́run bá ní wọ́n á ní ta bá àwọn bàbá wa lórí ẹ̀ làwọn ọmọ ṣe wọ́n wà bá nǹkan rú fún wa ọlọ́run bá subhanahu wa ta'ala àwọn làwùká ní àbá òhun láyà àkílù náà ṣe àwọn aláyà tẹ̀dọ̀ ni ọlọ́run ní kódà kó ṣe pé àwọn bàbá wọn ni wọ́n gbọ́ kankan yé bẹ́ẹ̀ ni wọ́n sì lérò ojú ọ̀nà wọ́n sì máa tẹ̀lé àwọn bàbá yẹn náà sọlọ́gbẹ́ tó gbogbo ẹni tó ṣe pé àfá rẹ̀ ló bá nílé ẹni tí ọmọ tẹ̀lé kódà kó rí pé nítorí fún àwọn sọ́kù díẹ̀ káàtó àbúrò pé àfá mi ní superior evidence ju àfá àwọn lọ onírara àfá àti tiwa eléyìí ẹni yẹn ni ìṣe sí àwọn kẹfẹ́rí mẹ́kà tó ṣe sí ànábìyà muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam òun lẹni yẹn náà ṣe sọlọ́gbẹ́ pé ẹni tí ó bá ti wà fanatika kò lè mórí bọ́m̀bì à ń ṣe àbábálẹ̀ bí ẹ̀sìn ìtẹ̀rẹ̀ síbi bídíà yóò pọ̀ lọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ torí pé ìtafà rẹ̀ bá sọ náà ni tafà rẹ̀ bá jẹ́ ẹni tó tún jáde ọ̀nà kan ìtẹ̀rẹ̀ síbi bídíà yóò tún pọ̀ sí tafà rẹ̀ bá jẹ́ ẹni tó nímọ̀ náà afọ́ rẹ̀ ní mọ́ gbogbo nǹkan tán tó bá fara balẹ̀ tó bá para rí pé ìtafà àwọn sọ yìí kù díẹ̀ káàtó mi ìtẹ̀lá ẹ̀rí alukurani sọ báyìí afá mi ẹni tí mo nífẹ̀ẹ́ ní ṣùgbọ́n mo nífẹ̀ẹ́ òdodo ju afá mi lọ eléyìí ní tí ó kó jẹ́ sáǹdì wa gẹ́gẹ́ bí mùsùlùmí gidi ká jìnà sí ti a mọ̀ sí àtàásóbò ká dẹ̀ jìnà sí ti a mọ̀ sí kíni aljahal aljahal ignorance níta lè fi jìnà sí òun náà ni pẹ̀lú pékinni ká dìbò tí àsìkò láti wá mọ̀ pẹ̀ sí àwọn oníkàbọ̀ mọ̀ ń tẹ̀ sí àṣọ pé ká lọ ẹ̀rọ ara wa sílé kí ó kọ́ là ń sọ ẹni tó bá ní táìmù yẹn òun ló fi dájú ṣùgbọ́n wọ́n mọ̀ ń tẹ̀ sí ọ̀rọ̀ ni pé kí ni wà á kírètì àsìkò tó ọmọ fi gbé wà sí lọ́dọ̀ àwọn àfáà tí wọ́n dá àwọn àfáà gidi wà á kírètì àsìkò yẹn tó túmọ̀ wọ́n mọ̀ ń tẹ̀ sí nìyẹn bákan náà àwọn àfáà tó mú láfáà rẹ tó mọ̀ táfáà gidi ni wọ́n gbà pé èèyàn ni wọ́n lè ṣe mistake ṣẹ̀tàn mélòó wọn jọ́kan ní kan sọ nǹkan tí ò bá sí nà mú sọ fún ọ̀dá jẹ́ni tó ṣe yí pé òdòdó ló wá ìjọ tó dá rí pé ntọ́fà rẹ sọ ó kù díẹ̀ káàtó wà ní á eléyìí ó takò hadithi báyìí eléyìí ó takò ayà báyìí ọ̀nà tá a lè fi mórí bọ́ nínú bídí àlèléyìí sọ̀nà méjì ní nínú àwọn ọ̀nà tí bídí a fi lè spread àbí tó fi spread sọ ká gbìyànjú láti káńtà ọ̀nà méjèèjì yìí inshallah tó máa tẹ̀síwájú tó bá di ọjọ́ mi àbẹ̀lẹ́ ọ̀rọ̀ subhanahu wa ta'ala èyí tí a sọ yìí náà kọ́lọ́mà kójé kó wúlò fún ẹnì kọ̀ọ̀kan wa àti ẹni tó ń sọ àtàwà tí a ń gbọ́ kọ́lọ́mà kó wá fi ẹsẹ̀ wá rinlẹ̀ sí ojú ọ̀nà rẹ̀ wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in subhanaka allahumma bihamdik ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.